Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask as we celebrate today the eve of All Saints Day that we recognize the Lord's love and glory and truth. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, you notice how I express the prayer, because we don't celebrate Halloween. Halloween is not a Christian holiday per se. It is a holiday that many Christians recognize as something that maybe they participate in or whatever within a Christian context, but it is not a Christian holiday. Well, what is this? This is Halloween. It is, I've explained to you before, this is my living nightmare day. Why? Because I work in more than one culture at the same time. I work right now with the Brazilians and the English speakers, many of whom are from the United States. And so for us, I mean, I grew up with Halloween. We knew Halloween all our lives. So for us, I grew up with Halloween. However, for many people, they didn't. And they come from other countries, and obviously I'm very much for working with different cultures, but many people in their home countries, especially in Latin America, preach on the internet that Halloween is demonic. Well, then I'm dealing with people who grew up with Halloween all their lives. When I remember when I dressed up one year as Popeye with one of those costumes that you get from, remember they used to come, I forget the name of the company, they used to come in these boxes, little costume boxes. And I remember I dressed up, I think, at one Halloween party as Popeye, you know, and I had, you know, that was the Halloween we grew up with. And then meanwhile, there were these priests, one of whom, who I really do respect a lot, just not on Halloween, he graduated from a high school in California. I mean, he speaks English fine. You never hear him speak English. And then he gets on there how Halloween is demonic. Well, now I have to deal with the people who listen to you here in this country who are caught in the middle. As a matter of fact, I get a kick out of certain things with Halloween. Obviously, certain things I don't. But one of the things I explain about the issue with Halloween is many people who come here don't speak English. So they deal with the visual. And so therefore, when Halloween comes and they see all these visuals, this absolutely sends them through the roof. Whereas the rest of us who understand the visuals go, no, it's just Halloween, just, you know. And so I'm caught in the middle. I remember one year was a great year for me. I was in Las Vegas doing ministry. I actually was doing ministry to bull riders, and it happened to be Halloween. And it was like, it was fine because I was in Las Vegas. And I didn't have to deal with these people getting all upset. And Halloween, I had someone one time scream from the altar that this is actually after Mass and everything. There were people praying, and he got up there and he said, and I'm like, what's going on here? And then I got screamed at because he screamed from the altar that it's all demonic. It was just horrendous. And so I'm not a fan of Halloween for that reason, because I get caught in the middle. But one of the things that I learned about Halloween that I think is the most important thing, and this is what I teach all the time. I learned this from a great priest, Father Richard DeVere, who he's retired now, but what a great influence and what a great guy. And he taught that Halloween is a time for us to understand that since God conquered evil, since Jesus with his death and resurrection conquered evil, that we can laugh at evil. And I think that's very powerful. Now, some people might say, well, wait a minute, you have to take evil seriously. Well, of course you do. But you know what you don't have to take seriously? Any concept that the devil is more powerful than you, because in Jesus Christ, you're more powerful than the devil. And I don't think there is anyone who is a serious Christian, regardless of what faith they belong to, that doesn't understand that. That's the reason why around Halloween, all these crazy demonic movies come out. And it really angers me, especially because they tend to have something to do with exorcism. It really angers me because people are bought into this idea that the devil is so powerful and he has great power and we have to fight so intensely to against the devil, and we may lose and stuff. Wait a minute. God conquered the devil. And therefore, we are in God, and we don't have to worry about his power. Do you understand? Now, I mean, we have to be careful. We use fire that we have, are able to exploit the powers of fire to heat our homes and everything else, but that doesn't mean we don't respect fire, of course. It's that kind of understanding that the devil doesn't have any power over us, but we don't mock that, what the Lord has done for us in Christ. So we look at all that and we understand it, but we don't walk around living in terror that the devil is going to possess us at any moment. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from Alston. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful reality that we understand that in Christ, evil is conquered. So Halloween is that time, if we look at it this way, that we can laugh at evil because Christ conquered evil for us, and we understand that. So it's not a time for us to run away from Halloween, but it's time for us to educate people properly when they see Halloween, and not to get all upset and start screaming at people and everything else. And at the same time, we understand that it's All Hallows' Eve. Tomorrow we celebrate all the saints of the church. So we recognize those people, those that are canonized saints and those that we consider in our life to be saintly people. We look at all of that tomorrow. In the meantime, our first reading today is where St. Paul talks about the sufferings of the present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. And what this is talking about, which is really important, is understand with the concept of him recognizing that we don't want to focus on what is called, what he used the word sarks, and as I was explaining yesterday from Richard Rohr, that means, we can take that to mean ego, it literally means flesh, to mean ego. In other words, we can recognize that this is a difficult time. We may be going through difficult times, but those, and this is consistently through the Bible, we see it over and over again, but those times lead us to look forward to all the fruit of those times that will bring the glory of God and us to experience his glory in the next life. So we understand all of that. So it's a whole different way of looking at when things go wrong. One of the things that I talked about 20 years ago was when the obviously the difficulties of the sex abuse crisis in the church as it exploded on the scene in 2002. And one of the things I said is, you watch, the Lord is purifying his church. And that is something you see a very powerful way throughout history. You see the Lord calling his church to purification because difficult times are a-coming. And Lord knows they're a-here, right? We've got difficult times, and we need a strong church. Now, we have a smaller church because a lot of people walked away. And what I said back then is the people who walked away, they would not have been strong enough to be part of what the Lord is doing through his church today. They can be called back, but he needs people who are strong in their church because we're going through difficult times. And if you listen to this, it's actually fascinating to look at it. Alexander Dugin, who you may or may not have any appreciation for, is Putin's philosopher. But he is an important voice, whether you agree with him or not. That's a whole different ballgame. He's an important voice on the international scene. And what he is saying is that if you do not understand concepts having to do with eschatology, which is the study of the end of the world, you will not understand what's going on right now. And as I learn more, not about what he's saying, but what other people are saying, there seems to be a move among certain circles to lean towards what some religions consider their conditions for the end of the world, but they're not Christian religions. And so these are some pretty serious things going on. So what's motivating them? Exactly what Alexander Dugin says. He says, if you don't understand eschatology, you're not going to understand what's going on. And then, of course, our media doesn't have a clue. I don't even know if they know how to spell eschatology, to tell you the truth. They don't have a clue. So they're not understanding this. And as he's warning, you better understand this stuff. And, of course, we do. Otherwise, you're not going to understand what's going on and you won't be ready. And that's pretty intense. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.